And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to another Wine Chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack, and I hope you are enjoying your holiday.
It's a great holiday, and who can complain about a holiday that's centered around food?
No, I never hear complaints from me, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you. And, you know, once again, turkey with all the trimmings gives you the best leftovers in the world, I think. And there's so many things you can make. Last night, we tried three. We tried turkey wild rice soup, our regular shepherd's pie, of course.
Sure.
And we also made turkey tetrazzini. And I have to say that, once again, the shepherd's pie won hands down.
How do we do that again, Jack?
It's just so easy. You line the bottom of a baking dish with the dressing. Then you layer on the turkey, and then top it with mashed potatoes, and then you pour gravy on top of the mashed potatoes, pop it in the oven at 350 for about half hour, 40 minutes, no more than that, particularly depending on how much you have. And I'll tell you, it is the most delicious and satisfying dish that I know of. The wild rice turkey soup was very good, too. I mean, that is really a wonderful thing to do. One of the hints with that is add chicken stock to it. You know, a lot of people just take the carcass and boil it down, and it gives you good broth. But if you cook it in a chicken broth, it makes it richer and better. And the wild rice in there, it's just such a great Minnesota tradition, I think. Turkey wild rice soup is absolutely delicious. And these are wonderful dishes to have when the weather is as nippy as it is. And the turkey tetrazzini was interesting, too. Turkey tetrazzini is really turkey served kind of with egg noodles, and I think they use cream of celery soup to and some half and half mixed in, and then you mix the noodles in that you pre-cook and bake them in the oven again. And that is a wonderful dish. And, of course, all these dishes go so well with different wines. I particularly like with the shepherd's pie, which is Thanksgiving shepherd's pie at our house, a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, one like Silver Beach, is just absolutely delicious. If your favorite happens to be red, there's a Liberated Pinot Noir. It's only about $10 a bottle. It's from Kendall Jackson. It's called Liberated. And, boy, I'll tell you, I thought that Liberated went just perfectly with the shepherd's pie. We had an interesting wine that one of the kids brought. It's called Mud Pie Rosé. Well, you would never guess it was a rosé because it looked just like a white wine. However, it had wonderful flavor and body, and it was one of those pale onion skin rosés that do look like white wines, called Mud Pie, and boy, it was delicious. And that, with that turkey wild rice soup, we went for a German wine, and Dr. Tanisch, who owns Berngasler Doctor, one of the most famous vineyards in all of Germany, makes a Riesling, and that Riesling, called Tanisch Riesling, was just absolutely perfect with the wild rice soup. There's another good Riesling, Dr. Lucens Riesling, that could also be had with that soup and make a nice pairing. And if you want to try something different, Gultner Veltner from Hungary is a varietal that's very interesting, high in acid, and went so nicely also with the turkey wild rice soup. The turkey tetrazzini replaced turkey enchiladas that I liked last year. I thought they were very good. I'm just amazed at all the wonderful things you can mix up and do with leftover stuff from Thanksgiving. I mean, it's really a bountiful feast. It sort of stretches out the holiday a bit by doing that, I think. And it isn't too late to tap into all the wonderful leftover dishes you can create from that big feast you had the other night. And it isn't limited to just the ones I mentioned. The shepherd's pie, as I said, started with our family maybe 15, 16 years ago. We had a contest to see who could make the best with the leftovers. And my daughter-in-law came up with shepherd's pie, and ever since, it's been one of our favorites to have. but we still try several other dishes just to see what we can come up with that's different. And as I said, I can't imagine looking forward to anything more than the day after Thanksgiving, trying these leftovers in different ways, because it really pushes the imagination, not only for what the dish you create, but the pairing. And, you know, pairing food and wine isn't really very complicated at all. There's classic pairings like Chablis and oysters, or champagne with anything salty. But the things you want to look for example, a Sauvignon Blanc, that goes so well because it has sort of a citrusy nose. It'll go very well with shrimp or scallops or something that you're cooking with lemon. The same thing is true for that Gulltner Veltner that I mentioned, which comes from Austria and Hungary. And spicy Thai food goes very well with that. Albarino from Spain is a good, wonderful wine to have with anything that's very spicy, as is Vermentino from Italy. And, you know, these wines such as Gulltner Veltner, Vermentino, and even Torrontes from Chile are different. You know, for those people who want anything but Chardonnay, ABC, these are nice, interesting wines. As I said earlier, I mentioned having the soup with a German wine. Well, any kind of very spicy Pan-Asian food, German wines seem to marry so well with it. And Pinot Grigio is a wine. You know, everybody said, well, I don't, you know, Pinot Grigio. Well, Pinot Grigio is a very good wine, and particularly when you taste it blind, it generally comes out on top of the heap because it's so satisfying and it's a wonderful aperitif wine. And again, it goes very well with a lot of stuff. Now, Chardonnay also has a place at the table. Don't misunderstand me. We love Chardonnay. It's great with rich sauces, with cream and butter and things like that. Really cut through that just so nicely. And as I said, Riesling pairs with anything that's or Pan-Asian, Thai, Chinese, Indian, you know, with roast pork or any of that. You have any desserts, don't forget Asti Spumante from Italy. It's a wonderful wine that kind of gets overlooked. And, of course, sparkling Moscato is so popular right now. It's just terrific. And my all-time favorite with desserts is Sauterne. How can you deny the pleasure of that? And as I said, even some of these wines that aren't so common, like Viognier. There's one called Laforge Viognier, which is a full-bodied white wine. Viognier is one of the principal grape types, white grape types, of the Rhone Valley in France. And I mean to tell you, this Viognier from Laforge is one of the best I've ever tasted in my life. It's very reasonable. It's about $10 or $11 a bottle. And it has just a delightful appeal that, as I said, is just kind of different to go with things. And Pinot Noir, as I said, that Liberated that we had with the Shepherd's Pie was, in my opinion, a marriage made in heaven. And it's good fruit. You come to expect that from Kendall Jackson. If you had all the money in the world, Pinot Noir is the best wine to have with salmon. I recall being out in Oregon many years ago, and they did plank salmon, where they cooked the salmon on these green spears of wood. And they sort of smoke it, cook it over a low simmering log fire. And believe me, it was so delicious. Every single one of the Pinot Noirs, and there were hundreds, went perfectly with that grilled salmon. And you can do the same thing on your grill at home by just using cedar planks. Wet that cedar plank and put the salmon on top of it, and then have an Oregon Pinot Noir with that, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Another thing not to overlook is regional wines go well with regional food. You know, there's a good reason that Chianti goes so well with pasta. It's regional. Chianti was made to go with those tomato sauces. Tomato sauces have an acidic content to them, but there's a sweetness too, and that's why Chianti and Montepulciano, etc., those wonderful wines of Tuscany, go so very, very well with it. And the same thing is true, for example, if you're having Coq-au-Vin, which is chicken cooked in wine. In fact, it's an old rooster cooked in wine where they stew it all day long. And it's a very typical dish in Burgundy. And so naturally, as you might expect, a Pinot Noir or Burgundy goes very, very well with it. We've talked on this show many, many times about how Malbec goes so well with barbecue sauce. If you've got some barbecue sauce, that sweet little pecan flavor that most barbecue sauces have, the Malbec grape from Argentina seems to have been bred exclusively to marry with barbecue sauce. I think you get the idea. You can have a lot of fun with a bunch of different leftovers, and if you pair them up with the right wine, it's even a better combination. So, you know, don't be despair. Those leftovers can indeed be better than the feast itself, in my opinion, and you have the opportunity to pair it with a different wine than you had with your Thanksgiving feast. Thanksgiving is an interesting holiday. You know, about half the people in the United States do not drink, period. I think it's 47%, something like that. But yet on Thanksgiving, 85% of the people have wine with their meal. So it's a big, big wine day. Now with the leftovers, you've got today and tomorrow yet. Why don't you try some of these and pair it with a little different wine than you had for Thanksgiving? I think you'll find the experiment delicious and a fun way to enhance your weekend.
You have just planned my evening meal. Thank you very much. And I tell you what, a family-run business like Haskell's, for those that may be visiting in town, you should stop by any one of the locations, and they'll help you pair with whatever food you happen to be partaking.
Indeed. They love to talk about wine. And don't forget, today is Small Business Saturday, and we are a small business, locally owned, and we have an enormous sale. Every single wine in the store, with the exception of the BOGOs, is 20% off today and tomorrow to celebrate Black Friday, Black Saturday, and Black Sunday. And don't forget, on Cyber Monday, you can buy Haskell's gift cards at a 20% discount only on Cyber Monday. So stop in at the Haskell's. They can help you pair your leftovers and make it a magnificent feast. And best of all, they'll pair those leftovers with a wine that will not break the bank. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save today big, big dollars on wine. It's our biggest sale of the year. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, and Faribault right off of 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis today and tomorrow, we have free parking. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine, and it can take you right to the Haskell's holiday catalog. And like I say, don't forget, this weekend, we're celebrating with 20% off today and tomorrow on all the wines in the store, all of them, even sale price wine. It's a great time to stock your cellar.
Boy, that sounds fantastic. Well, Jack, we hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and let's talk again next Saturday.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thanks very much, Jack. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.